Okay, so we're continuing in the Shari Avodah, and we're in the Inyan of Tefillah, and we are doing Vav/Yod-Dalid. The first shtickle is going to be a Kuzri, but from there on we're going to do a couple shtiklach from Aleshur, from Revolba Zichrona Livracha. Has many different insights into Tefillah. So the first piece here, first half of Vav Yod-Dalid is from the Kuzri, where he says, Tfilas Adam Tevil Anafshay Kashem Shamozin Talis Lagufay. The way tefillah works for a person's neshama is the same way that sustenance food works for a person's body. So it gives it kayach, it gives it nutrition, it gives it sustenance, gives it the ability to continue. The chain birkas kol tefillah shayra al adam achas tefillah shachareh. So the Kuzri says that the effect of every tefillah remains with the person until the next tefillah. Kishem shekayach hasuda shesoad miskayim boy acheyisoid sudas laila. Just like you eat, so you eat, it keeps you full, hopefully, till the next suda. So therefore, it keeps you alive for sure to the next suda. Hopefully, it keeps you satiated till the next suda. So the same way that when it comes with a meal, what you eat carries you to the next meal, so too the same thing is with a tefillah. Every tefillah should carry you to the next tefillah. Ulam kichol asher tisrachek shasa tefillah. But the more you distance yourself from the last tefillah, teleich hanefesh holoich v'kador mitirdus ha'olam habayis aleh. But what happens is, the farther you get away from the previous tefillah, so your neshama gets darker. In a spiritual way, from all of the tirdas and all of the bothers and all the ilam haza that it affects a person, so you had this burst of spirituality, this burst of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that gives you strength to go, hopefully, to the next one. But just like when you eat, so slowly but surely it wears off the farther away you get from the meal, so to speak, you get hungrier because it's wearing off. The same thing is with the tefillah. But it's not just wearing off. Here there's something externally that's also minimizing what's going on. Because you have these tirdos ha'ilam hazeh that are coming and bombarding the person with darkness, with gashmias, and that has an effect on the ruchnias that from his davening.
Now why some people daven early, man?
So one second, we'll get to an interesting thing. Ach b'shas ha'tfilah, mitar ha'odam esnafshay mikol ma'ashover leo b'intayim, u'meichin oiso likras ha'osit. So he says, what happens when you get to the next tefillah? The next tefillah has the power, it's not just for the future. It has the power, first of all, everything that you've been affected since the last tefillah, all that darkness, all that gashmis, that in effect, you go and you walk into the next tefillah, and it's mitahir the person from everything that that happened since the last tefillah. And now it also gives you a charge, so it does two things. It's ala avar v'ala asid, it helps him go and go to the next tefillah. So it's interesting because we're going to learn now from the next little piece here from the Ali Shur, and we're going to go a few more like that. So Rav Volba Zichrona Livracha, B'derech Klal would daven regular mincha late, like Shkia time or whatever, later in the day. Except in the summer, in the long summer days, he would daven early mincha gedayla. So his Talmidim asked him, like, there's some people like, Reb Chaim Kanievsky always davens mincha gedayla. That's it. He always davens mincha gedayla. But, but that wasn't his minhag. He didn't do that. So he said, because I'm not misugal to go more than 12 hours without a tefillah. I can't do it. To go 12 hours without a tefillah, I can't do. So on a regular day, between Shachas and Mincha is less than 12 hours. So I'm okay. But in the long summer days, Shachas is early and Shkia is late, so it'll be more than 12 hours, so I may have to daven early, because I can't go more than 12 hours without a tefillah. And that's sort of what the Kuzri is saying over here. One tefillah gets you to the next. So Mimela, it was too long for him, and therefore, that's what he used to do. So now let's go to continue here. And he brings from the Ali Shur, Chelagal of Dav Chav Zayin, it says, Roiv his patchusay shalo adam beruchnias kshura bitvila. Let's find that. I printed out the exact, the pages from the Ali Shur. So he says that most of a person's flourishing and advancement in ruchnias has to do is tied into tefillah. And that's why I guess the Mechaber here is putting it together with the Kuzri, because the Kuzri is saying that the tefillah is what gives you that spiritual kayak to continue. So he says, Misha eina mispalo tefillasi kichayik shegrasi. So Rav Alba says, a person who does not daven his tefillah like it's something that he just kichayik, is like a law, something he has to do. Shegrasi just means by rote, he just got to do it, he just run through it. Ela hu chai b'tefillasi. Not a person who just davens, mumbles it off. But a person who's able to live in his tefillah, he will find that his tefillos are connected to each other. And this is very geshmak. Rav Alba just didn't preach it. He practiced it too. He felt that he was living his tefillah. So the tefillah of Shacharis, it got him to a certain point in Ruchnias, and that carried him through the day, and Mincha, he picked up from where he was there, and he continued, like the Kuzri says, it fixed up a little of the past, and you go to the future. Mairiv is Mamshich what, from the place that Mincha left off. So a person who lives in his tefillahs are an avoda. They're connected to each other. Each one is a level of growth. Each one helps a person grow spiritually. And this part he doesn't bring down here in our sefer, but Rav Alba in his Ali Shur, so he continues and he's here, he says, Hamispalo bitam vidas. If a person davens really bitam, with a tam, with a taste, uvidas, he's able to testify about himself. That it's impossible for a person to have the same feeling twice. Every tefillah is unique. Every feeling, every time, every taste of tefillah is unique. And he says, it's really impossible that a person should have two tefillahs that are exactly the same. It's the same nusach, saying the same words. But a person who's really using his tefillah to be mis'ala, to grow in a ruchniistic way, it's impossible that there should be two tefillahs that are the same. And he says a mashal, a person's traveling on a train, umistakel b'noif, and you're looking out at the view. Let's say the view doesn't change. Nothing changed. You're looking at the exact same thing. But it's impossible that every moment is the same. Why? Because in every moment, you're seeing the view, you're seeing the scenery from a different spot. Before you were over here, you saw it from this angle. Now you moved on the train. You might be looking at the same thing, but you're looking at it from a different angle. It's impossible to be moving and see things the same way. Kol Shekein, if you continue moving down the line, you're seeing new things the entire line. You're growing, you're seeing new things. He says the same thing is with tefillah. Ha'adam neseyahu, a person travels. Haluch v'nasaya kol yimei chayav, a person in his life is traveling. And there's not a moment that you should be seeing the world in from the same viewpoint as you saw it a moment before. Because really, as you travel through life, you become affected by different things. Ruchnias things, Gashmias things. You're never looking at the world the same way twice. Because you grow. You grow. Or you don't grow. You're always looking at it from somewhere different. He says, and therefore he says, that's bechlal in life. He says, "B'miyuchad murgazayis be'iyun atzvila." He says, "You could clear this, see this clearly, especially when it comes to the inyan of tzvila." So Rav Alba is telling us that tzvilas are a time for a person, like the Kuzri saying, to be misameitz, a person to grow in his ruchnias, and therefore, as a person grows in his ruchnias, from tzvila to tzvila, he's growing, and they're connecting, and they're building on each other. And memela, it's impossible that today's, that one Shacharis or Mincha are the exact same words should be the exact same thing. And we've mentioned this before, because you're a different person. It's a half a day later. You've gone through challenges. You've grown. You haven't grown. Things have changed. Priorities may have changed from Tefillah to Tefillah. We mentioned this when we talked about the Nefesh HaChaim, who said there were never in the history of the world two Tefillah, and never will be, two Tefillahs, even by the same person, who are exactly the same. Because we are not the same. We're never standing in one place. We're always moving. And even if we're looking at the same words of the Tefillah, but we're seeing it from a different angle now. Now, it might be a little tiny change in from Shacharis to Mincha, Mincha to Ma'ariv. A person sometimes doesn't see the change from year to year, maybe, or month to month. Over a longer tkufa, a person could see the change. But the truth is that we know we're constantly moving one way or the next, and therefore, if a person really is able to get himself into the power of the tefillah, he'll see how the tefillah is really changing as the person changes. Now, let us skip to Vav Tes Zayin on the next page. And this is another piece from Ali Shur. I'll just find where I have it here. And this is from Chelek Sheini. So in Vav Tes Zayin he says, "Bisham meinu medabrim al avodas Hashem." When we hear people talk about avodas Hashem, so who mitzaltzel ba'azneinu kilo Hakadosh Baruch Hu zokuk la'avodasenu. He says, "What rings in our ears? It sounds like Hakadosh Baruch Hu needs our service. We are serving Hashem." Why? He says, because in the little dot, dot, dot over there that he has. So in the Sefer, he writes, he says, because that's how it means. When you say you're in the service of someone else in the world, in the way people talk, that means to say someone is not able or not doing something on their own, right? And therefore, they bring in someone else to work for them and do that for them. So Mamela, when you think about Avodas Hashem, it sounds like there's something Hashem's lacking. He either doesn't have time to do it, or he's not able to do it, or if it's not Lefi Chavayde to do it, whatever it is, he's not doing it, and we are going to serve Hashem and help him in his work. He says, that's what a person thinks. But, he says, obviously, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is where we're continuing, Anu Muchrochim Lishtachar Legamri Mitzvisa Zayis. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to free ourselves from such an understanding. Hu Yisbarach Einu Zakuk L'Avedaseinu. Hashem doesn't need our work. So therefore, if that's true, Ma Eifa Inyan Avedas Hashem. What does it mean, service of Hashem? Havioimer HaAvoida Jusha L'Atzmeinu. It's about us. We need to work. Latzmeinu, so he says, like he's talking over here. What do you mean for ourselves? Achshav nizhapich likse hasheni. We're going to go now to the other extreme. Meaning, the first extreme was Hashem needs our work. Now we're going to go to the other extreme. Anachnu tzrichem esu avoida. We are the ones who need the avoida. We need the service. What does that mean? Aniyim yispalu aparnasa. People who are poor, they need parnasa. Chaylim al refua. Bali Asakim, business people, al Atzlacha, they should be successful. So we are the ones who are lacking. In other words, when you think about a service of someone else, that person's lacking, you're going to fill it for him. Now we're switching it around and saying, no, the Avodah is for us. We're the ones who are lacking. We need the Parnasa, we need the Refuah, we need the Atzlacha. So we understand now the Avodah is not about us serving Hashem for His lacking. We are doing avodah because we're lacking something. But then he continues, he says, Avagam begisha zu yesh kaishi pnimi. But even with this approach, I have something, a problem with this. Hare anios machla chayser atzlocha eina mikrim. We are maminim in Hashem, in Ashkacha Pratis. So if a person, chas v'shalom, is an ani, or chas v'shalom is sick, or chas v'shalom doesn't have atzlocha, that's not by chance. That's not just a coincidence. Ela hashkacha yoyna heviyosan aleinu. Hashkachas Hashem is what brought those things to the person. Umash hashkacha gozer aleinu anachnu nevakash mimenu yisborach. So he's trying to understand. If we're coming to fill our problems, and we've mentioned this in the last few shiurim, so don't we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the aniyas, the chayser atzlacha, the machla, for a reason? So if that's true, because we believe in Hashgacha Pratis, so now we're going to go to say, Hashem, listen, you obviously want this to be going on. I don't want it to be going on. So I'm going to ask you, please, to stop it. That doesn't sound right. Right? Hashem knows everything, and Hashem knows better than us. So what is this inyan of tefillah? So it continues into the next piece. Eles ashleima shalonu anu mevakshim lo yis hatzlach haseinu. So he says a big chiddush over here. He says, let's find where we are here. Oh. He says that what's happening with tefillah is we are coming to seek out our shleimus, not our hatzlacha. There's a very difference here. We're not looking for our success. We're looking for our growth. Shleimus means to become a better person, to become a perfect person, a whole person. But no one's perfect. But we have to grow. We have to continue to always try to steig. So tefillah's here for us to become better people. Not for us necessarily to become more successful people. V'yisoyid ha-shleimus hiyo amuna. And what is shleimus? What is the foundation of becoming a shalem? That's amuna na kodesh baruch hu. Ha-amuna shalanu. You want to become a shalem, you want to become a person who is a growing person, who's a shleimus, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's through emuna. That is shleimus, says Rav Alba. Rav Alba is telling us that a person has to be a shalem. Now in the little dots over here, what he skipped out was, he says, Halo Yamuna Shalanu, and it's interesting, like the way, I don't know why he did this over here, because it's in that little Amuna Shalanu that's in between the two continuations. The words of Rabba is, Halo Yamuna Shalanu Eina Amuna Sheyesh Hashem. He said, the Amuna that we have to know is not an Amuna that there is a Hashem. We know there's Hashem. That's not what Amunah is. What is the Amunah that we're supposed to strive for? The Amunah we're supposed to strive for is, like he just said, it's not knowing there's Hashem. It's viewing everything that happens in the world through the glasses of Amunah. And that is what Shleimus is. That when you look around, you see Emuna, you live Emuna. Knowing Emuna, that everybody knows. That's a Yediya. But to see everything that happens in my life and in the world and what's going on and realizing it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and seeing it through the prism of Emuna, that's living Emuna. So that is Shleimus. Haderech lahagia l'chia zois b'emuna hirak ha-tefillah. How do you get there? How do you get to live a life of emuna? That's through tefillah. Why? Because bo anu mislamdim lifnois al HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol ha-choser lanu. Because through tefillah we learn to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our needs. Ke mishu acher bo'ilam sh'yuchol ha-malas es ha-choser lanu. There's no one who can fulfill our needs. So tefillah hi tachlis atzmis. So now he's saying a very important yesod. Tefillah is not a means to an end. Normally we look at tefillah and say, I have a need. I need parnasa. Okay, that's the end. What's the means to the end? You go daven, baruch aleinu, you'll get your end. That's a big mistake, says Rav Alba. That's not what tefillah is. Tefillah is the tachlis atzmis. It is the end unto itself. As he says here in the brackets, Pirish, Shetachlisa Eine Dover Acher. Ela Tachlis Yetzfilatza. When you daven, that's not a means to achieving something after that. This is the achievement. Ein Anachnu Miskavin Davka Shakodesh Baruchu Yemale Bakashasainu. We don't have in mind Davka that Akodesh Baruchu should and will fulfill what we're asking. Because anu baitrim baishi yasalonu masha toivlonu be'emes. We have bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for us what's actually be'emes, the best thing. Dai lonu levakish mimenu yisbaruchu lahachiyois pozeres amunaseinu. So you'll say, okay. So then if he knows, he's anyways going to do what's best for us. So what are we davening for? What's the point? We're not davening to get that thing. And we're saying he's going to anyways do what he wants. The answer is, our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tefillah. When we daven, we're saying, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is you. Whatever happens is you. We feel we need this. We know you're only going to do what's good for us anyways.
Okay.
Sounds like a contradiction.
What do you mean?
Not that I don't understand what he's saying.
Right. I hear what
Ron
is.
First he says,
right.
And then he says, but really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really wanting that. The davening is not to daven for what's chaser lanu.
Right.
Even that's really what he said.
But our viewpoint is that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could fill what's chaser lanu.
But we're not even supposed to ask for it based on what he
we're said. Supposed to. So we're supposed to, he say, by the way, the tefillah is to ask. Right, he's saying, you have to clarify it.
Would be like what? Like Rufeinu, you ask.
No, so we're saying we need a refuah, Rabbi Nishalelem, right? You're the one who could give that refuah, right? Kikel melech roifei ne'man v'racham anata. You are the one. Now, right, emeshu acher, means no one but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that's what we're saying. It's a declaration that we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who could do it. Will he do it? That's going to be up to him, if he's going to do it or not. But we are declaring that I'm in this situation, right? I'm in a situation that I have something that I'm lacking, and there's... Now say, well, I'll go turn to here. That's not living with Emunah. With Ashkacha process of Emunah is the realization that Hashem sent it to me, he's the only one who could fix it, and... If he decides to fix it, he will. If he decides not to, he won't. My standing in front of him and telling him, this is what I'm lacking, and you're the only one who has the power to do it, means that I'm declaring emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the tefillah is. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do, and if he's going to answer my tefillah or not, that'll be totally in what he decides. He says, Kach ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Hashem wants. Look what he says. Hashem gave us rishus. He gave us rishus to come to him, and every time we have something wrong, come and daven to him. Why? So now he takes it to the next step. He's saying, once this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and he wants us to come and daven, now tefillah does have an effect. It does have an effect. That means to say that it's possible HaKadosh Baruch Hu may change his mind, Kavayachal, because of our tefillah. It's possible that when we come and stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and declare our emunah and recognize that he's the only one who could help us and he's the only one who made this happen to us and we declare that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? It's possible I've put into the mechanism of the world here that now maybe I'll change what I decided before was best for the person. Now maybe I'll say, okay, it's better he should be... He should get a refuah because he's been makirits from me. He's been makirits from me. Because we have to remember also, now there's a million cheshbainas to everything, and you can't always give a klal to every little thing. And we just, if you're following along in the Chayvus HaLevavos Shiurim, we talked about this recently as well, that in all hashkachas Hashem, there's a gazillion cheshbainas that a person can never fathom. And yet there's mahalchim, how we see in Chazal, that if you do X, Y, and Z, this is what happens. X, Y, doesn't work in every situation, but it's all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos. So let's take, for example, we talked about this by the Mea Brachas. Mea Brachas, David HaMelech, there was a Magefa going on, thousands of people dying over the every day, all of a sudden everyone's making 100 Brachas, and we're done. And it's over, the Magefa's over. What Shaifas want to the next? So the Mefarshim are Masbir, and the Mechtam Eliyahu talks about this, and others talk about it as well, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, sometimes, and not every situation, because a million cheshbonos, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a person to a situation, because Hashem wants him to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants the person to be lacking something in order to connect, to remember that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's helping him out. So therefore, when he then comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davens and connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's filled or fulfilled what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So now there's no longer that need to have what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him because he's connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chas v'shalom, it doesn't continue. It could change. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what tefillah is about. Come to me with your chisroinus. Now, once you're coming to me, it doesn't mean tefillah won't do anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now said, once it's happening, now there's a mechanism called tefillah that could help and could change things. Not because we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hey, the achesaron you gave me, hey, I argue with you. No, because we've come, and again, it's not a means to an end. It's an end unto itself, the tefillah. Now that we have that closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the tefillah, so then it's possible that that tefillah, now we're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that tefillah could affect and change things. And in this week's parasha, yeah?
So is it that Hashem's mind is not made up yet, or is it that the decree was already in place and that with your tefillahs you changed the decree entirely?
Right, you could change the decree entirely. You can change the decree entirely. That's one way. Or the pshat is that you fulfilled what the decree, what the purpose of the decree was. The decree was to get you close to Hashem. So if you went and got close to Hashem, he says, okay, so we got there. So let's move on. It could be partially too. You know, there's partial credit as well. You know, so a little bit gets taken away because you got a little closer to Hashem.
Okay, so it's not so if someone is sick, chas v'shalom, and there's like a decree that they're going to die. Okay,
just, right.
Is that in fact what it is, or is it, or could it also be that the decree is left open ended, and you don't know what the decree is?
So there's a Meshech Chachma that says that when a person the Meshech Chachma says that it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, it says that Hashem there's a Meshech that says that I took you out of Mitzrayim. I caused the Mitzrayim to chase you, in order that the Mitzrayim you should be scared, and then in order that the Mitzrayim should drown, and I'll save you. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't understand. If Hashem is sending the Mitzrayim after us, and He already knows that He's going to drown them, so what do we need the whole business for? Right? Just forget the whole thing. So He says Beferish over there. He says when a person goes through a situation, and then the situation is resolved. He says, don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu necessarily changed his mind. He says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a situation, there's already, he has an end game in mind. That means to say, there's a purpose for this. Now, whether it's to get to this level of Amunah, this level of Yisurim, whatever the purpose is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it all planned out. So he asked me, is it possible it's open-ended? It's possible. It's more not so much open-ended. It's more that there's a lot of openings at the end that a person could come to, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, okay, you filled what I wanted. And then when that happens, it changes. So he says the biggest proof to that is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Hashem told Avraham Avinu, your kids are going to go down to Mitzrayim. Va'avodim ve'inu ha'isam arba me'ashana. They're going to be oppressed for 400 years. And then what's going to happen? Va'acharechein yetzir b'chush gadol. Then they'll go out. So I don't understand something. If they're going to go down and go out, let's skip the whole middle. Let's just go to the other side. The answer is that in every situation, there's a purpose to it. If we would just go straight from Avraham Avinu to the other side of Mitzrayim, we would never be a Klal Yisrael. In Mitzrayim, we learned how to be Avodim. We became a nation. We learned how to suffer. We became Achdus together. There's so many things that happened in Mitzrayim. And that was the purpose of being in Mitzrayim. Once we achieved our purpose, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can leave. And that's why it says the Meshech Chachma, a beautiful vart. He says, that's why we have Pidyon HaBen celebrates Makas Bechairis. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim. We also have pigeon Petar Chamar. The only non-kosher animal that you have to do a pigeon on is a Chamar. Why a Chamar? He says, because what was it that transported Yaakov and his sons and all their property down to Mitzrayim? Chamarim. They were Chamarim. The Pasuk says in Vayigash. They put all their stuff on the Chamarim and they went down. So he says that when we're celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim with Makas Bechairis, with Pidyon HaBen, we're also talking about what happened in the beginning. To show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we understand it's not just today there was Hashgacha Pratis, He took us out of Mitzrayim. From the minute we came down to Mitzrayim, and the way out has been Hashem's plan the entire way from beginning to end. Hashem has a plan for everything, for every situation. There's a reason why Hashem gives it to a person. Now, do we always know what's best for us or what the end game is? No. But we have a right to go and daven in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, I just saw in this week's Parshas Negea, because there's another Meshech Chachma that talks about, you know, this week's Parsha, the Amalekim came and they dressed up like Kananim. Right? Because Because they should daven for the... So they said, Klal Yisrael is going to daven for the wrong nation. Right? So Klal Yisrael, something was wrong. So they said, Im nosen titen es ha'om hazeh. So the Meshech Chachma says, you see clearly from this story, that really when a person davens, he should make sure really to daven in great detail for what he needs. In other words, it was a b'dieved here to say ha'am hazeh. It was a b'dieved. They had no choice because they were stuck. Because you see another thing, if they would have said the wrong nation, it might have gone wrong. Right? There's a Gemara above Mitzia that says that if you rent a field from someone and you're supposed to plant wheat and you planted barley, and then there was a big plague and all the barley was gone, so now who's chaya for it? So the owner could come to the person and say, one second, it's your fault because I thought you're going to plant wheat and I was davening for wheat, should be matzliach, and you planted barley. And therefore, it wasn't matzliach. Now, the Meshech Chachma says, where's the source for such a thing? Where's the source of that halacha? Meshech Chachma says, the source is this story. Because you see that if they would have davened for Canaan instead of Amalek, it wouldn't have worked. The tefillah b'tayis. There's a concept of tefillah b'tayis. But at the same time, so what they choose to do, they choose to be very parav and very general. But you see the Mefarshim say that you're supposed to be in great detail. So I saw that Rav... I forgot who it was. One of the big Balei Musar said that when a person should daven in great detail for what they need, and then say, if that's the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you feel for me. In other words, because you have to always have that in the back of your mind. And they write in the Sefer that I saw it, that even though some of the big Balei Musar argued on him, but he held himself strongly. So I'm not sure what the other shita is. But there's the concept of going into great detail, because like Rav Olbe was saying, the more detail you go into, the more you show you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu on every single nekuda. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do what's best for us and what he feels is best for us. So that here is the aside of tefillah, and Bez Hashem, we will continue next time.